Jersey Conference theme for 2020 is grow what? Sharing hope, because Jesus is what? Coming. As a result, we should be sharing, where do I point? Okay? Here we go. Number one, we should grow our family first. Where is all source of growth concentrated? In God. We connect with God, we can connect with people. Amen? Then we grow in our relationship with our family members, the immediate family member, the extended family members, the church family member, and our community. Amen? That is mission. When we go beyond the walls of the church. As a church, I want to challenge you to be a family. Amen? This is what the Bible speaks about. Paul says we should cry with who is crying, and we should rejoice with who is rejoicing. Amen? Now, this morning, I want to also tell you and ask you to repeat that last phrase. What it says? Well, I know it's late, but do we have a little more reserve than that from breakfast? Win one before 2021. Because we have a mission. And that mission is to win people for God's kingdom. Amen? All right. Now, today I should be talking with you about growing your family in Jesus Christ. Growing your family in who? Jesus. Why in Jesus? Why in Jesus? Because without Jesus, we have already failed. And in Jesus, we cannot fail. Do you believe that? We cannot fail in Jesus Christ. Without me, you can do nothing. But with me, all things are possible. I thank God for the assurance that Jesus loves you, He loves your family, and as a church, we do too. Amen? I want to emphasize, family begin with what? According to the biblical model, family begins with who? Marriage. And marriage is for what? It's for keeps. It's God's plan. All right? We sign that document before man and before who? Before God. And God says that when we get married, we are no more two. We are what? One. I want to also emphasize quickly that when we get married, we are not only joining my wife and I, we are also joining two families together in one. From the moment, and even before you said, I do, but after you said, I do, then those two families are connected. And we need to remember that anything we do or say will affect both families for good or for bad. How do we grow our family in Jesus Christ? How do we keep, how do two people that are different become one? All right? The challenge is we can't. Because we pledge and we make promises, but we fail. But Jesus says, if you what? If you, whatever you ask in my name. Two people. How many? Two. Ask anything in my name, I will what? I will. It is impossible for a family to fail if we continually come to Jesus in prayer. I know you have emphasized it, but I need to repeat it again. Nothing will hold the family together like prayer. Nothing. A family that prays together stays together. It is the glue that brings us together. I'm going to emphasize a couple concepts and then we'll finish. Because I realize the hour is late. How do we grow our family in Jesus? There is only one way that you and I can reflect Jesus Christ. There is only one way the moon can reflect the light of the sun. You and I cannot represent Jesus if we don't know him. This is not about knowing about Jesus. This is about knowing Jesus like Daniel did. Hold on, King. Don't rush it. I know a God. And we are going to talk to him. And hopefully by tomorrow, we will have the answer for you. Amen? In essence, I'm going to sum it up all for us as parents in this phrase. It's frightening, but it's true. You and I, as parents, will grow Jesus in our family when you and I, as parents, reflect the life of Jesus ourselves. If your son or your daughter have not learned to trust you, they will not trust God. Or at least the challenge for them to trust God is going to be much greater. Making sense? I want to ask you today. Number one, as parents, we are not perfect. Number two, don't be afraid to accept before your child your mistakes. Because as a parent, I know your child is intelligent. Because mine are. And they know when we make mistakes. And when we try to impose our parental authority over that, then we are missing the point again. I praise God and I thank him for the home I grew up in. My mother is the main reason why I'm here today. I definitely is a result of her prayers and her tears to God. And I would dare to think that there are many of you and us here today who have loved ones, maybe children, that are out of the fold. Ones you have prayed for, but it seems as if nothing is happening. Don't give up. Because God answers prayers. And God loves your loved ones more than you and I can love them. And when we join Him in the effort through our prayers and through our not sermonizing, just a little word. At this stage in my life, I conclude that nobody in this world knew me like my mother did. She knew exactly what button to touch for me to react positively. And that was not easy. I praise God. We have two children, my wife and I. And I always say, I thank God that they came like their mother, not like me. Because if they were like me, I would not know what to do with them. But God is good. God is good. And as parents, we make mistakes, but God is also able to straighten and use even our mistakes to His glory. Point your kids to Jesus Christ. The verse that we have as our theme is true. I don't like the word train because I think that's not exactly for humans, but this is what the Bible says. Train up the child when? When? How young is young? Once somebody asked a specialist in family life, when should we begin to train a child? And he said, at least 18 years before it's born, because he's starting with the parents. My wife is here, and I shouldn't tell you this story, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. My daughter, we made an arrangement or agreement with my wife. As a pastor, I was out all day. In the night, I would take care of the kids. My daughter, eldest of our two children, we said she would take puss naps. She could sleep for 5 minutes and she was awake again. And it was one of the hardest challenges was to get her to sleep. The easiest way for her to go to sleep, put her in the car, go around the block, and she'll be asleep. Anyhow, taking care of her, she was probably just about 2-3 weeks old when every morning, 3 o'clock, alarm would sound. I was an ignorant father, loved my little baby, and so I took her out her little crib, put her on my chest, and lay down, and she would go back to sleep. Well, this was going on for several days, and I say, I need to work. I can't do this every morning. So one morning, she was not in the same room with us. I went into her room, looked at her little crib. Everything was fine. And I gave a bow, bow. And she screamed. And my wife was ready to sacrifice me, but she didn't. That's why I'm still here. Next morning, 3 o'clock, alarm sound again. I went in and I raised my hand like this, and Archie, it was over. Don't make the mistake that they don't understand. Maybe that was not the best way. If you think your baby don't understand, they are in their room crying. you go open the door, and by the time they see you, they stop. Turn around again and see what happened. They start crying again. Because that's the only thing they can do. They're calling your attention. Why am I saying this? The earlier you start, the better. Discipline is important. It is not true that children don't like discipline. Discipline is important. In fact, I have several passages that we're not going to go into, but one of those passages, Proverbs says that the parent that does not discipline their child really don't love them. When you do it, they may think that way also. We have a little son. He was little once, not little anymore. But he was still very small, and he was totally different to his sister. His sister was more like me. He was more like his mother, quiet and introvert. And so he would be in his room from a baby, and you could come there and be there for a couple of hours, and you still wouldn't know he was there. Anyhow, one day he misbehaved. This is a story his mom told me, and she gave him a couple touches. Later on in the day, she went back to his room, and he had all his little toys and everything packed up. So she asked him, "What is this about?" He simply said, "I'm going to grandma." That's her mother. Why? Why? Because you don't love me. If you love me, you would not. He grew to know the better. Because up until today, he's over 30, and he's still mommy's baby. Can't get him out of the house. You see, don't make the mistake. You have the responsibility to prepare your family to meet with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to run down to the end of my message. I was going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but I wish I was closer there talking about the differences between men and women and what they do and what they don't do. All right, maybe we should emphasize this little phrase here. Number one, this is a survey with over 5,000 couples. And what makes your wife most happy is when you and I as husband take time to nourish and to enjoy the relationship. Ladies are very, very, very sentimental. And that's the only way, or that's the best way to be successful to them. I need to move along, and I would just mention this passing, that finance, there are several studies that show that a lot of families, a lot of spouses, divorce because of finance. We need to remember this, that God gave us money to take care of the family, not to fight over money. We are his stewards, and if we take care of God's money properly, he promises that he would provide for us always. I don't have time to go into all of this. I want to go way down to the end. Three types of parents. We have the abusive parents, and they abuse their children both physically, emotionally, and some even sexually. I've been around a while, and I know what I'm talking about. It's pitiful. There are those that are parents that permissive, anything is fine. Those don't have happy children. Reflective parents are parents that will respect their children, discipline them when they need to, and also they will give them the blessings. blessings of a word of encouragement. Different type of discipline. We won't go to, we don't have time, but let me just emphasize also there are three types. The most important one is that we learn to discipline in love. In what? In love. This is the foundation. Rewards. And I'm talking about rewards because, all right, go. Turn back. You're gone. You moved down too much now. All right, but good. I needed that. I want to go down to where we have the second coming of Jesus Christ. All right? Right? I think we just passed it. Right before that, one that we have, all right, right before that, two more, okay? Jesus is coming when? Soon. When Jesus comes, according to the prophet Isaiah, when Jesus comes, there will be a group that will be happy, glorious, and they will be shouting what? This is our God, we have what? Long waited for him, and he will what? Save us. This is our God. We have waited for him. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in him. Amen? This is the great hope. This is what you and I as parents should have as our great motivation. One day, Jesus is going to come, and when he comes, he will take us to live with him. There will be another group, the Bible says. Revelation chapter 6, chapter 16 also emphasizes they'll be running where? They'll be running to the rocks and to the mountains, and they will be asking the rocks and the mountains to what? To fall on them. Why? Because the face of Jesus hide us from the face of him. You know, the face of Jesus is supposed to be the most beautiful face in the universe for you and for me. The second coming of Jesus is supposed to be the most glorious event for us. But the most glorious event that God has established for you and me becomes the most horrifying event also for those that rejected him. Today, I want to emphasize that God wants you and I in his kingdom. God wants you and I to live with him. We need to learn today to exalt Jesus in our family. There is a phrase that says that everybody, sooner or later, tend to reflect the God they believe in. Think about it. If you and I believe God is strict and stern and rough and hard, and all, we are going to reflect that to our children. That's why I believe it's one of the reasons why so many Seventh-day Adventist children, after they reach a certain age, they disappear. Yes, the church can do much better than we are doing. However, the parent is the most important factor. I don't want you to leave feeling guilty because something went wrong. Because in a world of sin, this is true. God is the perfect parent, right or wrong. But he lost the most glorious creature he created, Lucifer. And the best thing he created on earth is man. And he also lost him. But God will end up winning. Amen? And we will live forever. Revelation says that we will have a new earth And there will be no more sickness, there will be no more suffering, there will be no more pain, there will be no more death. There will be eternal joy. Nobody will ever cry there again. Amen? This will be our what? Home, sweet home. My question is, are you ready to go? Am I ready to go? I want to close this service today with a very special prayer. Because I believe every one of us here today have a loved one somewhere. A family member that has not found Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And deep down in your heart, my heart, we think heaven will not be as good without them. Amen? Can we pray for them? Do you believe that God has the power and will reach out to them? Amen? When I was growing up, there was a famous book, and I found a copy in the midst of my moving, a little book entitled The Mark Bible. A mother who had a wayward son wanted nothing to do with God. He was leaving to go on a ship. And she got a Bible and marked, underlined some of those great Bible texts. Of course, he didn't want anything to do with it. But his mother died. He read that Bible, and thank God he gave his life to Jesus Christ. We may not see it happen, but the most important thing is to see them in the kingdom. How many of you would like to join me today praying that God would reach out to those loved ones, will bring them also into the fold? How many of you have a family member you would like to say, Lord, please, please, save so and so, because God has the power and God can do it. Amen? Would you like to join me as we pray? Let's join me as we pray. If you have that petition, I don't know, but those of you that can kneel, would you kneel with me, please? Our God and our Father, we thank you because we can call you Father. For those of us that did not have an exemplary father here on this earth, please reach out to us and reveal your loving kindness and your tender mercies to us in a very special way. Eliminate any feelings or any hurt that may be there, because some of us as parents fail to reflect you and your love to our children. Lord, there are those of us here today who have loved ones that we are conscious have not yielded their lives to you. We want to see them in the kingdom. You want to see them in the kingdom. We are praying today as we recommit our lives to you that you will somehow touch them and draw them close to you. If it is your will, that you may even use us as an instrument of salvation. Father, we have learned to know that nothing is impossible for you. We have learned to know through your revealed word to us that you so loved us that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, we have learned to know that you are willing and was willing to do any and everything possible to save us. And your death on the cross is the greatest revelation of how much you are willing to do to see us in your kingdom. Father, thank you for the families you have given to us here on earth. Help us to grow in you and to lead our families closer and closer to you. May we daily seek you, not only in an individual way, but also beseeching you to draw all our loved ones under the cover of your saving grace. And one day, Lord, when you come in glory, we want to be among those that will shout for joy. Lo, this is our God. We have long waited for him, and he will save us. Not among those who run to the rocks and to the mountains, because the rocks cannot save unless that rock is Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving us families. Help us to bind the relationship with each member of the family. But above all things, help us to be joined with thee with cords of love that will never be broken. Because this life is just a stepping stone to life eternal, the life abundant that you came to give us and that you are willing to give us, where we'll go to a land where there'll be no more sickness, no more suffering, no more pain, no more death. We will live with you throughout eternity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you.